This is the Nathan Toon Show.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. That all actually was a little bit backwards, but hello to whoever it is that has decided to listen today. I won't keep you long. I don't have anything planned, but I knew that something needed to be said, something needed to be done, so I figured I would be the one to do it. Alright, so there is so much stuff going on right now. Ignore that. Forgot to turn that down. Let me do it right now. There is so much stuff going on in everybody's life that everybody just gets so consumed in doing all of this stuff. I mean, I know stuff isn't a very descriptive word, but okay, like, people have got to take care of their families, they've got to go to work, they've got to cook their food, and or buy their food at places, or cook other people's food, be caterers, and all these different things playing. They got to go to school, and they're just running around like crazy people. And you know, I really wonder how many of us actually live our life. How many of us are actually living our lives to the best that we can? Because we're all running around trying our best to get all this stuff done. We're thinking that we're living our lives, but we're really not living our lives to the fullest of its glory. I mean, we're caught up in all of this stuff, and we're running around like mad people going all different kinds of speeds at our own speed. I mean, somebody may be going a little bit slower than me, or somebody may be going faster than me, or maybe in a different, I mean, but how many of us are actually enjoying what it is that we're doing? How many of us are actually living our life? I mean, how many days out of our life do we actually live? How many hours? How many minutes? Because we're caught up in whatever we got to do, whether you're in college or work or whatever, you're caught up in this job, this project. Are you really living your life? I mean, all the time? That's just what I wanted to talk about today. I didn't write anything, and I think sometimes it's best if we just start something and get the ball rolling. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. I guess it depends on what kind of person you are. Sometimes I'm that type of person, and other days I'm not. I mean, sometimes I can start talking and go on forever, and other days I can't. I guess I gotta get used to being able to do it more often. But really, what is it that you're living your life on today? What are you living your life on today? Where are you living your life? How are you living your life? And are you happy with the decisions that you've made today? Are you happy with the choices that you have made? Where your life is headed? The things you're doing? Are you making an impact on people? Is it a good impact or a bad impact? Because regardless of the impact, we all have some type of impression on others, and we want it to be a good one. I mean, we gotta try our best to make it a good impression, because you never know who you're talking to. You never know who comes into your life. At any given moment, there could be somebody very special step into your life. And you gotta be you all the time. You can't put on this kind of fake act. Because when you do that, then that just leaves... It shows who you really are. And then you might slip up. And you'll meet the right person. I forgot to turn that off, I'm sorry. You'll meet the right person, but you'll be in the wrong attitude. Let me do that right now. Okay. You don't want to meet the right person and be in the wrong attitude and the wrong personality, because all these people put on these fake acts and these fake attitudes, fake personalities, and they're fake people. And it's so crazy because it's shallow. And a lot of times you can see right through it. And if you actually want to get anywhere in life, you don't want to be the fake person. You want to be the real person. You want to be the true person. You want to be you. Regardless of what it may cost you. What risks you might have to take. You want to be you. And you might have to make a few changes depending on how you are. I mean, but always try to stay true to yourself. And always try to have a good impression on others. You never know who you're going to meet out on the street. Or just a click away on your iPad, your iPhone, your laptop, your tablets. You never know. With just the click of a button, in these days, with just the click of a button, you can have an impact on someone from thousands of miles away. So how much easier should it be for you to have an impact on someone standing nearly feet away, inches? How much easier should it be for you? I really just wanted to talk about this, and I hope that you're able to collect something out of it. I said I wouldn't keep you long, and I guess I'll go ahead and close today's program. I hope you've enjoyed it. Those of you that's taken the time to listen, I actually was hoping it'd be shorter. But I've learned to just go with the flow. You know, I try to plan things out, but if they extend a little bit longer or don't last as long as I'd hoped, that's all right. That's life. And in the end, everything always turns out exactly how it was supposed to happen. I'll close with a short prayer right now. Dear God, we thank you for allowing us the ability and the opportunity to be able to come together in such a way that people from all over the world, wherever they are, whoever they are, whatever time it is, they can be able to hear my voice. And I can be able to have an impact on them, and they can have an impact on me, and we can all have an impact on each other. Let us use all of our abilities, all of our talents, all of our tools, our gadgets. Let us use it for good. Let us use it to make this world a better place. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you all for listening. Until next time, God bless and shalom.